Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone. And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Well, a tremendous job by Kepler last night. Could be one of his last games as a Phil. If they bring up Justin Crawford.
Could be it. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be a way to go out.
You know what? Wow. It's a poignant goodbye if it is his last game.
Especially if the Phils win the division by one game.
How about that? Maybe we'll that's part of what was going into all that last night.
Pouring I just think
his heart
it was
out because he knew the writing was on the wall.
Well, he also probably knows he's could be near the end of his career. Like, think of Whit Merrifield last year. He stunk here. Right. Now, we didn't know he was so close to the end of his career. He retired after the season. And, you know, Kepler could be one of those kind of guys, too.
Sure.
Where this might not just be like, oh, my Philly thing's not working out. It's like, oh, my baseball career might be coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot going through his mind. All right. More of what Kepler said after the game last night. We'll get to that shortly. To the phones, reminder, tennis today at 11:30 FDR Park. Please be there if you can. There is a chance it's going to be on YouTube, our YouTube channel, we hope. The station will know close to 11:30 whether it works technologically. There's some issues in that region, that spot, to be able to put it on YouTube, but I know the station is efforting to try to make it work. It may or may not. My best advice to you, if you can't be there, is just check out the YouTube WIP channel, you know, right around 11:30, and you'll see whether it's up there or not. All right, to the phones. Malik in West Philadelphia. Malik, good morning.
Good morning, Joe, my man.
What's up, Malik?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
How are you, pal? I feel ready. I feel good. I really do. I'm at that point where, you know, all athletes go through this. It's like, when do you finish eating?
How do you know?
And when do you last go to the bathroom? That's what I'm down to.
Just, all athletes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really overthinking this.
No. Well, listen, go ahead, Malik.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Joe, you're not as frail. I'm letting y'all know now. Joe is not as frail as y'all claim him to be.
Really?
That meant, yes, I delivered his books the other day.
Oh, then Malik, this is you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and he helped me push a 2,000-pound skid up a ramp.
Oh, wow.
Fragile people can't do stuff like that. I've been a truck driver for 11 years. And Joe could be my second man.
Wow. So he's less fragile than advertised. So maybe that shot really did work. Hey, what kind of shot was that?
That was 3,000 books. it was anabolic steroids.
Holy cow. We know the secret.
Listen, Joe is the man. Shaq, he got a problem.
Joe's juicing. Is that that's the secret?
No wonder
Malik
he's been so confident
on this. Some an illicit secret to this whole competition. It could blow this whole thing up.
That's why you had that letter from Balco the other
that's
day.
Right.
I got it.
I'm like Bonds.
Balco.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yo, Joe, you my guy, and I just want to let the whole Tri-State area know that I got the first signed book.
He got the book. He got the first of the 3,000.
Yes. Yep. And it's looking good. I didn't start reading it yet. I just skimmed through it, but I want to, you know, have some time so I can sit down comfortably with my tea. I might take a bubble bath when I do it.
Good man.
Malik, you might be like Joe in disguise here. It's unbelievable.
Malik, I love you. Good man. Good man, Malik.
My God, man. Good luck today, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Business.
Hey, Malik, keep calling our show. Thanks, bud.
No
doubt. You making friends
stuff,
out there.
Man. Yeah. Well, you know, so I got to be careful. Like, I can't hand out.
You drank your book in the bath.
Yeah.
Buddy.
I can't hand out thousands because, you know, but like he delivered 3,000 books to me.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you kind of have to.
I got
to
give him a book.
Of course you do.
3,000 right there.
Would have been bad.
All right. Sirianni. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni because he's got some decisions to make for tomorrow night. Eagles have a game. Tomorrow night, Eagles and the Bengals. And he was asked yesterday about, you know, what's going into the process of making the decision. So who plays, who doesn't? Here's what he said.
Have you made a decision about Thursday with playing?
Yeah, still thinking through all those things. You know, everything's discussed. We've spent a lot of time discussing it. And we'll see how that goes. And, you know, today's practice will, you know, this will be our third day in a row in practice. And we'll see how guys are feeling after this and go from there.
All right, so what you'd expect? A non-answer answer.
Well,
he knows that,
out
right?
At practice yesterday, we were there. Yeah. It was our last chance to see these guys. They were in shorts, and the starters from the first team were wearing pennies in other people's numbers. So you had
Scout
Lane
team.
Johnson in whatever he was, number 90, mm-hmm. playing defensive line, and that was what the practice looked
Is
like.
Is that Trey Hendrickson?
I'm not sure what he – I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. So you had the starters on the scout team almost exclusively yesterday out of practice. It definitely makes you think that the backups, the second string, third string, and then some, those are the guys playing the starters. Yeah. They're not going to –
Let me ask you guys a question. Have the four of you – because I've made this adjustment in the last year or so. Have you made the adjustment to just embrace – what we get with the preseason and not let what we don't get not bother you anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't stop bothering
me. Doesn't bother me at all. Zero.
Because it bothered me a lot until recently.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Nope. Well, hold on. Last year, we saw the defense play in the preseason, and that was beneficial.
I don't want them to play. I'm very happy that they don't play. This is proven to work. Like the guys have been, we've been
to
two Super Bowls,
guys.
And we've had 43 out of 44 starters healthy in the Super Bowls, and one of them got hurt in the playoff run to it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I look at this as a great thing. I'm not happy about it.
I'm not playing Jalen. Like, if I'm the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm not playing Jalen Hurts. I'm certainly not playing Saquon. I'm running back. Are you kidding me?
I'm talking about Jahad Campbell.
The defense,
no, that's
play.
Different. Well, no, there's
young guys I'm fine with. Young guys I'm fine with.
And guys competing for a starting spot.
Last year, we saw a lot of the young guys on the defensive side get a chance to open it up and play in the preseason. I hope we see some of that again. I know we're going to see it at edge rusher because we got a bunch of guys who are competing for those backup spots. But the cornerback spot, too. This is we got guys about to go out and win jobs in this preseason
or lose.
Game, it really will matter. Yeah, or lose jobs.
<Yes. laughs>
and by the way, the Ojomo, he's got the defensive tackle job. Jordan Davis.
I'm not playing
he's
him.
He's having a really good camp. No,
I'm not playing Ojomo.
But he's not playing. Moro Ojomo's not playing. These D tackles, you got a ton of guys who are playing with a chance to win jobs, none of whom we really know at all. We know Ty Robinson because he was drafted.
Gabe Hall out there.
Byron Young, Gabe Hall, Jacob Sykes, Joe Evans. These are guys like from San Francisco, free agents from San Francisco, from the 49ers, from college football. You've got guys we've never heard of. Probably going to make this team.
When you need them for depth, you're going to get to know them.
They just traded Thomas Booker. Yeah, the fourth D tackle spot is wide open.
100%.
By the way, Eagles pulled a fast one.
Yes.
With the depth chart, the first official depth chart this week. So I have a keen eye to look for, you know, the interesting spots. You know, you wanted to see safety. You wanted to see corner. So corner, you know, opposite of Quinyon. The starters, they've got two players listed for one spot with a slash in between. Adoree Jackson, you know, slash Keely Ringo. Like, it's up for grabs between those two. Safety, same thing, opposite of Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown slash Andrew Mukubu. But they pulled a fast one at D-tackle. Starting defensive tackles, ultra-pluralized. Defensive tackle Jalen Carter, starter. Defensive tackle Jordan Davis, starter. Defensive tackle Moro Ojomo, starter. You don't put three out there on the field at the same time. It's nonsense.
Well, they could if they did a 3-4.
But they essentially don't.
Yeah, 3-4
essentially is that. Let me break it down. They didn't want to say Jordan Davis isn't a starter because he's a first-round draft pick.
He's a starter at nose tackle.
They didn't, but they didn't want to.
This is their base
But
defense.
They didn't want to say he's not a starter. They know Moro Ojomo is going to play more.
They do put the three out there at the same time, though, in a base in a 3-4 defense. Like, it's a nose tackle and two defensive tackles out there.
I mean, but they got edge guys. But that's out there with Hunt and Nolan Smith. Like, they don't normally have five guys out there at the same time.
I'm just saying base. That's the base.
They made a 12-man start.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they definitely did.
They did.
Yeah, they just don't want anybody to
start guys at different times.
It's base up front, and it's nickel behind. They have too many guys.
They pulled a fast
also,
one.
That's for all those, okay. Do you remember what Chip Kelly said about that?
On the line here, this really does matter. It matters to every single one of these guys that they be listed as a starter.
It's huge,
so
though.
It is.
I don't
totally
know that it is with the team
that.
One. I mean, remember Chip Kelly when he was asked about he was asked a question about the unofficial depth chart. He's like, coaches don't care about that. He's like, Boyko filled that out, I think. Yeah. Like, for the team ones that come out during training camp, I think those are, I don't think those are any, you're getting any real information.
You ready for my statement? I do not believe that football operations did not have their hand in this depth chart. I just don't believe it.
No, I'm joking. I don't think that Boyko really filled it out for Chip. I'm just saying that when they put these together, they don't take them very seriously in terms of what they're putting
out there. But here's what I'm getting at. They didn't want to not list Jordan Davis as a starter.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he's making 10-something million. They committed to year five, and they didn't want to... They didn't want to not list him as a starter.
These charts matter more than you think. They matter more.
Oh, it matters to me.
They matter to me, too. They matter to the players a ton. And these find their way into the media guides before the games. I guarantee every single guy sits in front of his locker, opens it up to this, the roster, and makes sure he's a starter. I did it every single game. Every single game I ever played. That mattered. To me.
Well, can I ask a quick question?
I'm talking about the preseason ones. Well, in season, they matter, obviously.
But, John, technically, and I'm being very technical here, aren't you only a starter in an NFL game if you play the first play?
Yeah.
Which you as a fullback might not play because you might have three receivers?
It used to be you were 95% regular personnel. So you had two backs,
on first and
one
ten.
Tight end, and two wide receivers.
Yeah.
It was always regular. That you'd start a game at.
I got you. All right.
So, yeah.
Let's get to some of this audio of Kepler. So, Eagles tomorrow. We'll be talking a ton about them tomorrow. Kepler spoke a lot after the game last night, both with T-Mac and John Kruk, and then also at his locker room. Let's get to the audio of the interview with Tom McCarthy and John Kruk on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Two notable things.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Kepler said, we'll start with this, when he began the process of opening up about some of what he's gone through.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball in play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just try and stay present and keep moving forward.
All right, Kepler last night. He also said more, because then that interview continued and this occurred.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so.
That's it.
But yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there, but, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately, but I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing, and try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I laid down a bunt in New York, and if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective, and I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think.
It really is.
Look, very forthcoming last night from Kepler.
Unbelievable.
Very forthcoming.
Boos are our love language, or the fans' love language. He may not be playing very good baseball lately, aside from last night, but he understands the fans.
Yeah, he
we understand
that
we care.
That we
care.
Yes.
Yeah, we care.
He definitely gets it, and he might not be in town ever again.
Yeah, no, he could be gone soon.
That might be it for him.
Could be it. Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing well, Tom. How about you?
Hey. I'm good, but John, I don't know. The sun's starting to peek out here. They might want to postpone this tennis match.
Could you imagine if that occurred? Holy man!
Kind of, because that's what we saw last week. It was a late, late postponement.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
It's not going to happen today.
Yeah, it was nice of Mrs. Both John to call in. do you guys know he's a bully?
Which one, Spike?
Mrs. Both John, yeah.
Yeah, he just tries to act like a tough guy.
Well, no, Hugh Douglas said he was a bully yesterday on the air, so I'm just going off of what Hugh said.
I did not hear that. Okay.
Hugh said Spike is a bully.
Correct. Yeah, it was a whole thing yesterday. But, Joe, I need you to go out, and I need you to win this thing 6-0 today. You got that?
So I'd certainly like to do that, and I do. Look, if Jack can't play, I'm going to win convincingly. Now, I can't tell you I might not lose a game or two if he can't play, because I could have my own errant shots. But if he's not very good, I expect to win comfortably.
Yeah, I expect you to win this comfortably as well.
Because Tom, let me just say this. I said it yesterday. It's worth saying again. Goal number one today is to win. Goal number two today is to make a statement.
Yes.
And that statement is to Fritz, to Spike, to Ike, and to everyone who has doubted me in this process. I want to put doubt in their minds if I go up 2-1 in convincing fashion that I actually can win this thing. Because
see,
I know I can.
Together, Joe.
Yeah, I know I can. And there's still a lot of people. Like Spike, to me, is too confident that Jack will beat me in basketball. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I know this. I'm preparing for what I need to prepare for. And I know I've got some basketball skill. I'm not great, but I know I can shoot. And I know I can do some crafty stuff. And I know that he'll get my best shot. And we don't know if Jack can reach down and give an opponent his best shot consistently. He did great in baseball. He did. He did great.
Yep.
But we'll find out.
All right. Sounds like you got that all together. So Max Kepler is not a Philly guy. I think we can all say that, right? Their booing is their love language. Who says that?
Yeah, someone from the Midwest.
I like that. Like, I don't.
You know, he's German, right? He's from Germany.
Trying to get
is he German?
Touch.
German.
Yeah, he's the first German baseball player. He's from Germany. Like, he is a German.
East or West?
It feels very evolved.
Honestly, I think he's too young for that to matter.
It kind of sounds like English might be a second language the way he talks. There's like an uncomfortableness when he speaks.
So, Devin, I'm struck by you. You're cool with them. I know I'm not bothered by it, but I do think it applies more to younger people talking that way. But I think older people, like the love language thing, is not a Philadelphia way of talking about sports.
Not even close.
It's not.
I mean, I have zero problem with it. I don't. Yeah, like I guess
it's weird. It's fine. It's a little different, but it's fine.
It's a weird thing to say.
It's weird.
It is.
I don't think it's that weird.
I think it's creative.
I liked it actually.
I
did you
respect
say creepy,
that.
John?
No, it's creative to look
creative.
At it that way.
Okay. No,
Tom, what's the proper time for me to go to the bathroom the last time before the competition? Because I'm thinking like 2 minutes from now.
27.
I think you're thinking too much about going to the bathroom.
Whenever
you don't
want.
Know how bad I have to
no,
go to the bathroom.
I get whenever it. I get it.
Tom,
you
we got
to go.
Tom, we got to end this. Tom, we got to end the segment. I got to go to the bathroom. Give me an answer. Give me a funny scene involving a female.
Well, I cannot unsee Elaine Benes do her dance.
Great
answer. I've been waiting for that one. Tom, good call. Hey, Tom, will you be there today?
Of course I'll be there as long as you actually play the match.
We're playing the match. Good call, Tom. Appreciate it. All right, Elaine's dance, Seinfeld, good stuff. 215-592-9494. I meant to get to it earlier. We'll get to it next. Schwarber on the praise that he received from Ryan Howard. Obviously, Schwarber's got a shot to track down Ryan Howard's team record for homers in a season. What Schwarber said, we'll play that, plus times yours, phone calls, and all the topics on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you finally made a decision. It is time for you to get a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you because what you might not know is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you have your new replacement, here's the best part. You already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal because they are experts in balanced gait training and pain management because your joint replacement needs are very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan. It's going to get you back to feeling strong. Most importantly, back to the things that you love to do. I know two people who've actually done this in the past year, different replacement surgeries they had. They went to rehab before, and it's made a huge difference in their recovery. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
There you go. Under 2 hours. It's I think the tennis thing's become bigger than I expected. Is that reasonable? Got some juice. Even the
whole thing has become pretty big.
That's beyond. beyond ridiculous how big it's been. All right, we've got a Twitter poll question of the day related to our tennis and football, and they're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Let's do the football question first. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as their primary punt returner this season? Does anyone here think it should be a yes? Like they should use him? Yeah.
If you don't have your glasses on, can you still read it?
It's harder. It's a lot harder, John. Yeah, I couldn't read the numbers without them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your eyes are really getting worse. Like the presbyopia thing.
Yeah.
You got to hold it far away thing.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah. Could impact tennis.
Isn't it nice that John always pointed out, too? Don't you love that on the radio when John always points it out for everybody?
But it's getting worse. I mean, it used to be, remember, he used to take his one eye and just close it and hold his phone like that.
Hold on, John. That's when I don't have my contacts.
Yeah, and then he brings it real close to his one eye.
Is it fair to say I should hit the tennis ball when it's far away from me today because I'll see it better? I'll swing when it's like 20 feet away.
That's a good question. So what's the glasses situation? Are you
contacts?
You're putting contacts in.
You're not going Chris Sabo action?
That was that weird wraparound thing, right?
Chris Sabo
he was a dorkazoid. I was never a fan of that guy at all.
So hold on.
What, those are like the Lizardo?
No, I just didn't like Chris Sabo. He annoyed
me. Yeah, it was kind of like the the old school version of the Lizardo thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, today.
Even though he doesn't even need his.
Lizardos are fake.
Yeah.
So today, if you've got your contacts in, are you going to need shading for the sun to be able to see the tennis ball a little bit better? Ah, the hat.
If I go with this hat.
Oh, you don't know if you're going with that.
To be determined.
Okay.
To be determined. All
right, well, maybe you'd be a better...
Doesn't want to give anything away.
Yeah, I know. So.
You might have better visual acuity if you keep some sunglasses on that are polarized and help you cut through the glare out there.
Could be, but I got to remember to use this John McEnroe thing that's now on my board.
You cannot be serious!
That's going to be a good retort when someone makes an asinine comment.
Sounds a bit like Paul Jolovich.
Let me hear it
Play
again.
It again.
You cannot be serious!
Right?
A little bit, just a touch.
John McEnroe, for those who... John McEnroe was awesome. He was doing this all the time. And as a little kid, that made tennis so much
more
exciting.
Well, him and Connors were most of our
like
favorite.
That.
Like late 70s, 80s,
well,
into the 90s.
Well, I loved Boris Becker, too.
Well, Becker was great.
Becker was a monster.
Yeah.
I was an Yvonne Lendl fan.
He could serve the heck out of that thing.
I interviewed Lendl.
Did you really?
And let me tell you something. Two things. One, a thrill.
Really?
For me to interview
Yvonne
Lendl.
I loved watching him play.
And he was
two,
like a computer.
He was funny.
He was like
a robot.
John, I know.
I did not think he could be funny.
No, I didn't either. I didn't
robot.
Either.
On the court, he was.
Yvonne
he
Lendl.
Was a robot.
Yeah.
Off the when we talked, and I had a buddy that played golf with him one time. Said he's hilarious. I'm telling
no
you,
way.
I was
that
blown away
my mind.
Talking to Yvonne. I know
because I would watch tennis with my brother and my sister. They used to make fun of me. I was the Yvonne Lendl fan club of one.
Yeah, you
They're
are.
Like, nobody likes him.
Yeah,
I'm
back
like,
then.
I loved his game.
And he was boring. He wouldn't come to the net.
Yeah.
McEnroe would come to the net. Yvonne Lendl would be back at the baseline. All right, poll question.
Boris Becker's coming to
well,
the net.
Well, he was coming to the net. He was diving
He's
all over.
He's an elite athlete.
He was
man.
Great.
And he was big and
Broke
strong.
Broke my heart.
I loved Boris Becker.
Yeah, he was great.
Man.
All right, poll question. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as the primary punt returner? John, what say the audience?
12% say we should use him as a punt.
Pretty close.
Yeah, 16. Well done. They should not. And I hope that changes soon. Second poll question. In the competition today at tennis, should the crowd be allowed to make noise during the points? How did people vote on this one, John?
90% say yes.
67% say yes. Look, my guess is that we ask once, like, hey, you know, this is tennis. Probably best if you don't do it. But all the points count. Like, I don't care. I really don't. Because I'll plow right through it.
I think there's a different, like, there's a clear line between, like, heckling you guys, which shouldn't happen, and cheering. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be, what's that golf tournament
Well, you
that
can
happens
cheer at
where,
the end of
you know,
a point.
Right,
That's
right.
different. I mean,
I think, because it's not, there's going to be noise at
I
some
think
point.
The biggest issue is the Wimbledon. Ball is in the air for a serve. Everybody's quiet, and someone, boom, boom!
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not cool.
So you're saying it's Anthony who would do that, obviously.
Listen, Anthony, you're my guy. I'm just saying this might not be the sport for that. But anyway. All right, Schwarber. He's got the sport of baseball right now wrapped around his finger. He's playing great ball. And he got a compliment Ryan Howard recently, complimented Schwarber. Obviously, Schwarber could track down his record of 58 homers in a season. And Kyle Schwarber talked, James, we don't have this audio either. All right, we don't have that audio. We will go to a phone call while we await getting that audio. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Brach versus the camera. Good morning, sir, and good luck to you today.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it, Jordan.
You know, any swelling or protuberance in the groin region is only going to make you look more formidable out there as you take on Jack Fritz.
You think so?
Well, I don't know what we're working with to begin with. So, you know, it's a starting point and an ending point, but I think anything is better than nothing, right?
All right.
You know, I have to say, Joe, you've really turned me during this competition. I do not believe Jack is taking it seriously.
It doesn't seem that way.
He's playing possum. No, I know he says,
but maybe he's lying,
extra week.
Jordan. Like, yeah. It seems like Jack is trying to be very, very cool, so much so that he might be lying. He might think practicing is uncool. Like, he really does seem to be, like, trying to come across as the laissez-faire. None of this matters. I'll be fine. And then he saw that Joe kind of kept up with him in the golfing. And he was sort of, I don't know, fearful.
Look, maybe he's learned a lesson from Joe to kind of keep it tight.
Maybe.
And not, you know what I mean? I'm serious.
I think that's part of what we're seeing. Yeah. He's learning to be a little more strategic about the way he approaches it because he's been watching you.
I'll tell you why I think he's probably not very good at tennis, and I tend to take him at his word. James, I hear what you're saying. We've all said it. Possibly this has been gamesmanship by him over the last couple weeks. But before he learned his lesson with Goff, he was on the record saying that he hadn't played tennis since he was 8 and can't serve well.
That's true.
Okay. But
so I don't think he was thinking of all that 2.5 months ago.
I agree with you. The fact that he played when he was 8 and the fact that he then followed that statement up with, it's like riding a bike. I played again last weekend. Yeah. It was like riding a bike. That's the part that
it's concerning.
I think, you should be concerned about.
Yeah.
Holy cow. If this guy played enough when he was a kid, when he was 8, that it's coming back to him like riding a bike. I don't know. I know I would never say that. I know I played gym class tennis in 12th grade, and that's the only time I've ever picked up a racket.
Yep.
That's clearly not where Jack is.
Correct.
He has experience on a court at some point in his life. We just don't know how much.
Right.
But I stopped playing tennis between the ages of 18 and about 39, and I can attest, and I played a lot of tennis as a teenager. It does come back to you, but I played until 18, not 8. You can't even walk straight when you're 8 years old. And this whole competition was about who is the better athlete. What do athletes do? We're lucky enough to have one co-hosting the show in John Ritchie. John, do athletes not practice? Do athletes not take competition seriously? And that's what's really turned me.
That's an interesting point, Jordan.
I don't know who has the better athletic ability, but Joe is proving himself to be a better athlete because of the mental state he's getting himself into.
That's a really important point. I think respecting the game, no matter what the game is an important part of being an athlete. And it doesn't feel like Jack does that the same way that Joe does. Maybe he's just immature. I do think he needs to grow up a little bit more. If he's gonna,
but
have
we will give him credit. He did a great job in baseball.
He sure did.
If he comes out today and doesn't deliver something, that'll be a mark against him as a human.
I'll be really
all right.
Well,
Jordan. Jordan, I need an answer from you. Funniest scene involving a female.
I have to give you one thing first. My 12-year-old had 2 teeth pulled yesterday. They gave him the gas. He's coming out of the gas, and I try and convince him that the Phillies won the World Series last night. And he says, Dad, shut up. It's not October, and they ain't doing it with this lineup.
There you go.
Wow.
He's on it. All right, give me a scene.
Funny scene with a female. We watched this last night. First time with the kids, Wayne's World. How about Stacy, Wayne's ex-girlfriend? They're up at the rooftop party. She goes, hi, Wayne, and dances with that guy, falls right through the sunroof onto the couch. just recovers from it. I love that movie.
All
love
right, my
movie.
Man. Jordan, good call. Excellent call as always. Let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. He's got a shot to pass Ryan Howard's single season record.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
He got some compliments from Ryan Howard recently. Here's what Schwarber said.
You know, to hear it from him, right? I mean, it means a lot. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go out there and think about records or anything like that. I'm more just trying to go out on a daily basis and, like I say, try to help these guys win. That, you know, if that happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it's great. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, you know, we all heard over kind of the weekend, you know, that how special that 08 team is. You know, that's a thing that we all strive to be. We all want to get to that position, and we want to be in that position that they had, and you know, get remembered for a long time. You're going to be remembered here for forever. So, you know, those are things that you know, as a player, that's what you dream of.
It is. Listen, Schwarber's had it before. I mean, he was on that Cubs team that won the World Series for the first time since 1908.
Can't be much more of a legend in this city than being on that Cubs team, you know?
That was nuts. Was he on the Nationals team that won it also?
No, he's only at the one.
No.
All right, so he's played for the Cubs, the Nationals, and the Dodgers?
And the Red Sox.
I mean, the Red Sox, I mean. Yeah, I'm getting Trey confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he was
yeah.
in the playoffs with all of them. The only World Series with the Cubs.
All right, let's do what we do on a tennis day. And the day after Kepler said what he said, and the Phils won, believe it or not, with Taiwan and Kepler being the stars, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, as always, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So when Cinderella wore the glass slipper, it changed her life forever. Joe, you're going to need to borrow Billie Jean King's Wimbledon sneakers because that is the only way you are ever going to see an 80-mile-an-hour serve. Time's Yours.
Well, yeah, what Merrill... Was that Merrill that said that?
That was Merrill.
Yeah, I think he was going into... I think he was joking.
I think Merrill was having a little fun.
Because I don't know what I... Like, I have no idea what I serve it at.
I'm guessing it's not
80. What is the American twist?
I don't know.
I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it. I was very intrigued.
Apparently, spend the next 2 hours watching Carlos Alcaraz, as Merrill told you, and you'll be fine.
I literally almost fell out of my chair hearing Joe mention natural athleticism and his body in the same sentence. Time's yours.
Yeah, Hammer!
And you know what I'm thinking about 11:30 today? Proving it?
Can't wait!
Good luck today, Hammer. And Devin, congratulations on getting the sideline gig again. Hopefully you got a Super Bowl ring from last year. And if you did, that's one more Super Bowl ring than the Cowboys players have gotten in the last 30-plus years. Hey-yo!
That's right.
Very true.
Well done.
The only way Joe DeCamera is winning a race is if you design the track to be a sprint to a McDonald's bathroom. I'm sure.
That's very good.
You might not be wrong, sir. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's listen to something else those guys talked about yesterday in the afternoon show, because they also discussed attire. It's going to be a tennis match today. Let's listen to Spike, Ike, and Jack.
Do you know DeCamera's coming out in all whites tomorrow? He's looking tennis top.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is my opinion. He looked like a complete slob at baseball, but I think he's coming in all tennis top.
Well, he wore a shin guard for baseball. Like, he likes all the accessories.
Right.
He's probably going to wear a headband.
Yep.
Somebody has to have the headband on tomorrow. That'll be Joe.
You should wear a headband. It's great.
That's a great idea.
I feel like it's tennis when someone's wearing a headband.
But you can't do that in the hat, right?
No, you'd have to go hatless.
It's sweatband or do you have one?
Bjorn Borg.
I can picture it like perfectly on Joe.
Well, I appreciate
that. I don't know
that.
What that says about you.
But the sun, I'm a dork.
Going out with that.
But the sun might be like out. I don't know
I have.
It's like hazy out.
A little bit. I have a quality headband if you want to borrow it.
You're not driving all the way home, are you?
I have it in my truck.
Wow. No way. Do you you're just ready with a headband?
He was ready to be a ball boy.
I have a headband in my truck.
I'll consider it.
I was ready to be a ball boy. I had it, for that purpose.
That's amazing.
If you want to borrow it, you feel free.
I appreciate it. I'll think about it. I'm inclined to go with the hat, but I appreciate it. John's first
what about
kind gesture in this whole process. Is John coming over to my side?
I mean, he did offer to be the ball boy.
Yeah, but that wasn't about...
That was because he wanted to be the ball boy.
He just wanted attention. Let's go to phones.
I really didn't.
That's it, right there.
All right, let's talk to...
He wants the attention of being the ball boy.
Yeah. Let's go to Neil.
Jack.
Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, what's up, pal?
Whoa.
Hold on, let's try this again. Whoa.
Are we in outer space?
This is wild.
Are we floating?
Wow.
How did this happen before?
Oh, here we go. The Eagles kicked the Chiefs' ass.
Can anyone beatbox?
I wish. I think beatboxing is so cool.
Jack Fritz has no tennis game.
Do this all day.
No, for real. How did this happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It's never happened before.
What else? Hold on. I'm going to try Bradley Cooper over this. I don't know that this is going to work, but let me try it. Here we go. Let me try this.
From the city of brotherly love.
Unbelievable. It's like we purposefully put effects on it.
All right, let's try this one. Here we go. Hold on, I got another one.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Neil.
Let me put this guy on hold. Maybe we reserve it.
It's just Neil's phone. It's like a...
Thank you, Neil, that was for amazing. Providing the best entertainment
that
we had.
That was phenomenal, Neil.
That was all time. All right, let's turn too quickly. We're looking for the funniest scene ever involving a female character in a movie or a show. We move fast. Neil right now in North... Hold on, because that's a different Neil. Let me try a different Dan. Dave. Dave? Hello.
There we go.
Okay, nice. This is hysterical.
Dave, give me a funny scene involving a female character. Give me an answer, man. Come on.
I don't have one for that, but I want to know if doping testing is going to be done for this injection that you got.
It's a really
good question.
It's a really good question. What kind of steroid did I get?
Yes.
Unlike Bonds, I don't ask.
Well, that's the thing.
And I tell my doctor not to tell.
You got a steroid injection.
You're like Jose Alvarado. You have no idea what's going in your body, right?
Truth be told.
Joe, you would fail a drug test having gotten a steroid injection just prior to this event.
You can do the cortisone, right?
No.
Sure, you can.
I think this could also affect whatever they're testing.
Let me ask you a question.
Testosterone to epitestosterone ratio, couldn't it?
Alvarado. So real quick, all jokes aside, did you see the NFL news really yesterday, what they're banning now?
Smelling salts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Amazing.
It's actually kind of a big deal. I don't know about NFL, but I know across sports in general, like they're widely used.
So, John, the theory is that they think that it spurs players to play through concussions that they shouldn't play, and it kind of like awakens them to get back. Not awakens.
To mask the symptoms
for a little bit
or whatever.
Yeah, that they temporarily
like
get back out on the
ammonia
field.
Ammonia.
Yeah, I'm just telling
there.
You.
Do you use them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, NFL banned it this week.
Most guys used them every game. I mean, most guys are grabbing them before kickoff, grabbing them before the second half. I mean, grabbing them when you take an especially...
Well, Kittle said yesterday he does it before every possession.
Wow.
Sure. Did it give you a rush?
We got to... Well, just be ready to rock, I guess. All right,
I'm saying, does it give you a rush? Oh. I was asking. Yeah. I would assume it like gets you going.
Makes
like...
you alert. Oh, yeah. I mean, inhale bleach. Yes.
Or don't.
I mean,
have you ever smelled?
No, never in my life.
All right, we got to wrap here. Need a winning answer for funniest scene involving a female character. When Harry Met Sally, the diner scene. Elaine with the dance. What was the other Elaine answer?
When Harry Met Sally is
the
about, answer.
Something about muscle. I wrote down muscle.
Yeah, it was the one in Jerry's house in Florida, the parents' house where she can't
move.
Oh,
yeah, the muscle relaxer.
Okay. You got the bridesmaid scenes with the five gals going to the bathroom. You got something about Mary with the hair and the
that's
gel.
That's huge. It's something.
Can I say the
something
gel?
About Mary or Meg Ryan?
I think it's Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
I'm good. I mean, whenever my style is my favorite, I'm good.
Yeah. I think it's something about Mary, but Meg.
I think it's I'll have what she's had.
Good for Meg. She's from Fairfield, Connecticut. Good for her. Gary, you have won the Linkin Park ticket. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Fairfield, Connecticut. Meg Ryan.
I had no idea.
Yep.
I think that's the first time you said that.
It may be. Everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. FDR Park, 11:30, that's when we play. Please be there if you can. If you're driving down to the Phils, just scurry and hurry down a little early and watch our competition at 11:30 FDR Park, which may or may not be on the YouTube WIP channel, depending on whether the technology works. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.